朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
今天早晨我要和弟兄姐妹一起来读马太福音第十四章。
I'd like to study with you from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音第十四章，我们从第十三节念完第二十一节。
Matthew 14 from verses 13 to 27.
我想请问弟兄姐妹，这段圣经对你熟不熟？
Are you familiar with this text?
啊？我相信你不仅是读了有读，你听了有听。
I'm sure you've not only read it, you've heard about it too.
前个月我是用这段圣经和弟兄姐妹一起分享。
I actually preached on this particular text last month.
我从这段圣经在前个月第三个礼拜、第四个礼拜我都忘记了，和第二个礼拜和弟兄姐妹分享的，就是要体味主耶稣的心肠。
And in my previous sermon, using this text, I was saying that we need to be empathetic to the heart of Jesus Christ.
主的心肠是什么呢？
And what is the heart of Jesus?
当门徒们对耶稣说，叫他们分散，叫他们散去，他们可以到远方，到很多的地方去买了吃。
And when Jesus said, you have to, when the disciples said, let us send the people away so they can buy their own food.
耶稣说不用他们去，你们给他们吃吧。
Instead, Jesus replied by saying, don't let them go. You instead, you the disciples, you go feed them.
这是耶稣基督的心意。
This is the heart of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的心意今天对你讲，也对我讲。
This is his will, he's speaking to you and me.
不要叫他们去。
You don't tell them to go.
你们给他们吃吧。
Instead, you feed them.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
耶稣知道他们是从中午到晚上一直在那里听，没有吃饭。
Because Jesus knows that these people have been now listening to him preach since morning, noon, and night.
耶稣知道他们心灵里头，或是肉体里头非常的饥渴。
And he realizes that the people are not only hungering and thirsting physically, they're also doing so spiritually.
所以耶稣说，不要叫他们散去。
So Jesus said,
你们是我的门徒。
So Jesus said, don't let them go,
you are my disciples.
You are the children of God. You feed them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是对我们圣道堂每一位弟兄姐妹讲。
This is also something that Jesus is saying to each and everyone else here.
今天在我们的周遭，
in our immediate vicinity,
在我们工作的场所，
in our workplace,
甚至在我们学校里头，
in your school,
有多少的人虽然他们拥有很多很多的财富，
although they may be wealthy,
他们住的是大房子，
and they will live in a mansion.
他们开的是最好的车子，
and they will drive in a luxurious car.
但是在他们的里头却是非常的虚空，
and yet they are empty inside.
他们里头是非常的饥饿，
and they are thirsting and hungry inside.
他们里头是非常的饥渴，
and they are thirsting as well.
耶稣说不要他们去，
so Jesus said, don't let them go.
你们是我的门徒，
you are my disciples.
你们给他们吃吧，
you feed them.
耶稣基督他怎么说呢？
And what did Jesus say?
他说我就是生命的粮。
He says that I am the bread of life.
我是生命的水。
I am the water of life.
让我们每一个弟兄姐妹按照我们在这里有几个字，广传福音，我们把福音传递给那些饥渴慕义的人。
Let us proclaim the gospel to those who are hungering and thirsting.
我们传耶稣基督。
And you preach Jesus Christ.
我们把耶稣基督介绍给他们。
And you introduce Jesus Christ to them.
当他们接受耶稣基督成为他们个人的救主的时候。
And when they accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
他们饥饿的心灵会得到饱足。
The hungering spirit will be satisfied.
他们饥渴的心灵会得到满足。
And the thirsting soul will be satisfied.
耶稣说不要他们去。
So Jesus said, don't send them away.
你们给他们吃吧。
Instead, you feed them.
这也就是我说，刚我四十几年以前开始的时候，我们就决定这个教会是一个传福音的教会。
And more than 40 years ago, when we started this church, that was our motivation.
我们要把耶稣基督的死 把耶稣基督复活，把耶稣基督升天，把耶稣基督再来的信息，我们要传递给他们。
We proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ through His death, His resurrection, His ascension, His coming again to everybody.
让他们接受了主耶稣基督，他们的生命得到满足，他们的生活也能够荣耀我们的神。
And let them accept Jesus Christ.And they will be satisfied in their lives, and they can bring glory to God.
但今天早晨
this morning,
我还是用这段圣经
I'm still preaching from the same text.
但是我另外讲一篇信息
But I have a different perspective, a different sermon.
我今天要从这段圣经里面所讲的主题就是主那奇妙的双手
And my message for this morning is, behold those marvelous hands.
你可看见当门徒们把五饼小小的五饼两条鱼交给耶稣的时候
When the disciples brought over 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣说拿过来给我
Because Jesus said, bring it over.
你们说你只有五饼两条小鱼吗
And they asked, just these 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish?
不要看不起这五饼两条鱼
And don't look down upon this.
拿过来给我
But bring it over to Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你刚才读了这段圣经。
From the text that we just read,
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣基督拿了这个五饼两条鱼，望着天，在这里祝福了。
And the Bible says that he took the bread and the fish.And he looked to heaven and blessed them.
而且祝谢了。
And after saying grace,
圣经告诉我们，他就分给门徒，门徒就分给所有的人。
The Bible says that he gave it to the disciples, then who gave it to everybody there.
虽然我们常常说这个有五饼两条鱼是5000个人吃饱。
And although we say that the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish fed 5,000 people,
但是你不要忘记哦。
Do not forget.
圣经告诉我们说，除了妇人给孩子以外，男人有5000啊。
And the Bible is very clear, saying that other than the women and the children, there were 5,000 men there.
加起来多少啊？
So if you add the women and the children,
加起来差不多有差不多七八千一万个人啊。
And maybe it's as high as 10,000 people.
五饼两条鱼交在耶稣的手中，耶稣基督祝福了以后，再递给他们。
With 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish in the hands of Jesus, he could feed not only 5,000, maybe even 10,000. So let me ask.
吃饱了以后还剩下多少?
So after they had eaten, how many baskets were left?
啊? 12篮。
There were 12 baskets full of leftovers.
圣经里面记载12篮。
The Bible says 12 basketfuls.
那请听哦。
So listen.
我在那里，在那思想，在那琢磨这一段圣经。
And I was contemplating on this particular text.
怎么会知道十二篮呢
？How come they knew there were 12 baskets?
怎么知道十二篮呢
？How did they know 12?
我想耶稣说，把耶稣对门徒们说，把剩下的零碎。装满了篮子。
Jesus told the disciples, "Why don't you pick up all the leftovers and stuff them into the baskets?"
请听哦。
Listen.
一个篮子。
One basket.
两个篮子。
Two baskets.
三个篮子。
Three.
10个篮子。
Ten.
11个篮子。
Eleven.
12个篮子。
12 baskets.
这个我们说所有12个篮子，那是数定出来的。
In other words, they took inventory. They counted.
哎呀，我敢相信耶稣基督要门徒们在那里收拾这个零碎的时候，让他们学习一个功课。
So when Jesus wanted the disciples to pick up the leftovers,
让他们知道一件事情。
And that lesson is to realize.
经过主手祝福以后
，After Jesus blessed it,
你可看见这个五饼两条鱼成为那么多那么多人的祝福，而且还剩下12个篮子。
After Jesus blessed it, it became a blessing to so many people with 12 baskets left over.
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有数过你现在的财产？
So the question is, have you ever counted the blessings in your life?
我告诉你哦，
I'll tell you.
我很喜欢数算我的财产。
I love to count my assets.
虽然我没什么财产。
Although I don't have much assets.
但是当我数算我现在现有的，我真是要感恩又感恩的。
But if I count the physical things I have, I thank God.
1967年我从美国来。
1967.
那1964年我第一次到美国来读书。
In 1964, I went to the United States.
让我读完书以后，我就到香港去做牧师。
Then I became a pastor in Hong Kong.
1967年我们全家移民到西雅图。
In 1967, our whole family immigrated to Seattle, Washington.
一共多少箱子？
And how many luggages did we have?
四个，最多五只箱，五箱子。
We had four, perhaps at most five pieces of luggage.
我告诉你啊。
I'll tell you.
今天早晨我给他分享的时候啊
，As we were sharing this morning，
现在四只箱子啊，哦，这个我不敢说，四百箱我不敢说，四只箱子啊，装我的东西啊，装不下来。
Comparing to the four pieces of luggage in 1964, today even 40 luggage would not be enough.
1972年，我是从西雅图到这里来。
In 1975, we moved and immigrated from Seattle to Vancouver.
他的弟弟牙科医生。
My brother, who is a dentist.
还有一些的弟兄，青年轻的弟兄，就还有出柜说一个执事了，还有其他的执事到我的下头来，一共一动要把所有的都搬到我屋里来了。
And at that time, a lot of the young people, including some of the deacons, went to Seattle to help Pastor Sun move.
就是四只箱子啊。
From the four pieces of luggage.
交在主的手中。
In God's hands.
吃过。
After people ate.
用过。
After using it.
我剩下多少？
How much do we
我要租了一个差不多几吨重的，租了一个有汽车，
两个半的，
哎，两个半的，哈 ，OK， all right， 哈，还有好多的车子啊，好多的小汽车了、啊，我他们都开到西雅图去来给我搬家去了。
So when we moved from Seattle to Vancouver, we had a 2.5-ton truck.With cars moving over.
你不数这一，你一数啊，你真是惊人呐、啊。
So if you don't count, it's okay. But the moment you count, you'll be amazed.
你记得不记得你到美国来，到加拿大来，你带多少东西来啊
？Do you remember when you came to Canada or the United States? What was the circumstance?
你今天呢、啊、
？And what the money?
你数算数算，上帝的恩典是何等的多啊
！If you count the blessings, it's a lot.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。这个刚才说唱的这四个一样
，Just like the hymn that we just sang together。
你什么数算主在你身上一切的恩典？ You, 你要感谢又感谢神。
If you count the blessings in your lives, you need to be thankful。
对不对
？Don't you agree？
没反应呢
？No response。
对不对
？No response。
俺们把俺们，哦，我告诉你啊，真的啊。
And it's so true。
啊，我等等还要告诉你一件很奇妙的事情。
And later on, I'll tell you something marvelous as well.
所以大卫在诗篇103篇怎么说呢
？That is why David in Psalm 103 he says.
我请你们大家一起来看圣经。
Let's read together in Psalm 103.
大卫蒙了上帝特别大的恩典。
There is a special blessing from God.
请你把这个字打出来好不好
？So let's read together.
大卫怎么说
？In 103.
他的我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
It says, "Oh my soul, you have." And all that is in me, we praise His holy name.
我的心啊
my soul,
你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
Oh, my soul, you have to praise the Lord Jehovah and forget not His benefits.
弟兄姐妹们，在你的身上，神所赐给你的恩惠有多少、啊、
？And how much blessings has God given you?
我告诉你啊，你真是认都认不完了、啊。
I'm sure that you cannot finish counting it.
下面怎么说呢
？And continuing on,
他说他赦免我一切的罪。
He has forgiven all of my sins.
他医治我一切的病痛。
And He has healed all my diseases.
啊，他第四节。他救赎你的命脱离死亡。
He has redeemed my life from the pit or from
death. 我想到我自己从前没有信耶稣以前
，before coming to faith，
我什么的坏的事情都做。
And I could do all manner of evil things.
我知道我是在死亡的边缘徘徊。
And I was wandering beside death.
如果我那一天死了以后
，if I died that day，
那是60年前
，about 60 years ago。
我现在80几岁了。
Now I'm 80 something.
我告诉各位，如果那个时候我死，我一定会到凄凄惨惨。
If I died at that time before coming to faith, I know that I will be damned in hell.
因为我太坏了。
Because I was so bad.
什么坏的事情都做。
So I did all manner of sinful things.
但是感谢主的恩典。
But thank God.
是我信了耶稣以后。
That after coming to faith.
主赦免我一切的罪孽。
God had, the Lord has forgiven all my sins.
主救我脱离死亡。
And he has saved me from death.
当我信了耶稣以后
and so after I came to Lord,
就是那么简单我在主面前说主啊赦免我的罪
and when I said to Jesus forgive my sins
我承认我是个罪人
I admit to be a sinner
圣经里告诉我们说
the Bible says
诗篇说我在母亲怀胎的时候就有罪
when, even when I was in my mother's womb I was a sinner
那是诗篇五十一篇
That is in Psalm 51.
当然诗篇五十八篇五十八篇说，他说我一出母胎就做错路，说谎话。
And Psalm 58 says, after I leave my mother's womb, I already commit the sin of lying.
我们不说别的吧。
We don't talk about.
说谎话是个罪哦。
Lying is a sin.
从小不需要你把你的孩子带到撒谎学校去学一学，怎么样子叫撒谎，怎么样子撒谎。
You do not need to bring your children.To the school of lying to learn how to lie.
弟兄姐妹们，圣经告诉我们说，如果你去看启示录第二十一章，撒谎呢是将来他的命运是要在永远的火湖里面烧。
And in fact, in Revelation says that the liars will end up burning in hell.
所以感谢主的恩典，当我悔改认罪信耶稣，我向他认罪，主赦免我，让我成为一个新造的人。
And when I came to him, repented for my sins, confessed my sins, he has created a new creation.
那我信了耶稣六十几年，我没有不是说我们没有软弱过。
And it's not that after coming to faith that we have not
been weak. 当你什么时候你软弱的话。
But when you are weak,
圣灵在你里头就提醒你
the Holy Spirit will remind you,
就感动你
will move you.
这是不对的。
Tell you there's something wrong.
所以你在主里面就悔改认罪。
And then you can repent for your sins before God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
dear brothers and sisters,
我们的主是何等的好。
Our God is so good.
他来到这个世界
He came to the world.
为我的罪
For my sins,
为你的罪
for your sins,
被钉在十字架上
he was crucified,
他要赦免我们的罪
and he will forgive our sins,
他要拯救我救赎我们脱离永远的死亡
and he will redeem us and save us from eternal damnation
下面怎么说呢还有
and what does it say
下面还没有你还没有打出来啊他要救赎你他以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
He will redeem your life from the pit and crown you with love and compassion.
什么意思
？What do you mean by this?
把你的提高提升起来。
In other words, he will exalt you.
哦，弟兄姐妹，我们本来是 nobody.
You start off as being a nobody.
现在我们成为 somebody.
And now you are somebody.
我告诉各位哦
，I'll tell you，
完全是主的恩典哦。
It is all by God's grace.
你今天成为何等样的人？保罗说，完全是上帝的恩典。
Somebody today because of God's grace.
我们再看下面。
Continuing on.
他用美物使你所愿意的意志做，以致你烦恼什么如印，烦恼什么顽童啊。
And he says that it also says that he will satisfy your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
我实在是感恩的。
I thank God.
像我这样的一个人。
So like me.
好像。就说赐给我是如鹰什么这是返老还童的
And he has truly given me youth renewed like the eagles
有一个教会在 Texas
There's a Texas church
他请我去讲道我后来去了
They invited me to preach
我就告诉他们联合起来
And they, it's a joint
Texas,
session
一个 ritual 在 Houston
in Houston
我说我太大了
And I said I am too old
他说没关系虽然是只要你来一来就是见证就是一个见证
They say
老人家
that's okay even if you're old that's okay so long as you appear that is testimony enough
是不是
Is it true
弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers
今天神把你整个了从这个整个的改变过来
And God has transformed you
那你成为一个新造的人
Now you're a new creation
你今天在他们中间就是一个见证
And you will be a testimony.
感恩啊
And you thank God.
他使我们如鹰返老还童
That your youth will be renewed like the eagles.
我很喜欢这句话
And I love this.
我盼望这句话一直跟着我
And I hope that these statements will follow me.
我明年我是88岁的
Next year I'll be 88.
我已经有五个教会要我去讲道。
And there are already five churches inviting me next year.
他们没有问我你今年几岁哦。
And they don't ask me how old am I.
如果他们问我几岁的话，他们不再请我。
Because if they knew my age, they will not invite me.
有一个是在 Washington D.C.
One in Washington D.C.
两个在 New Jersey.
And two in New Jersey.
一个在 San Francisco.
And one in San Francisco.
还有一个在 Victoria.
And one in Victoria.
弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters.
感恩啊。
We be thankful.
感恩啊、
be thankful.
如果你真是懂得如何感恩
If you know how to be thankful,
请听
Listen,
主还要加恩
God will add his blessings.
好不好
Isn't it good?
啊，我们不要像一个像这个九长大麻风的人
Let us not be like the nine lepers.
上帝圣经告诉我们说有一天耶稣这个在路加福音第十七章耶稣基督到一个村子这个叫大麻风村
And Luke 17 says, one day Jesus was passing by a town full of lepers.
没有一个人进去了。
No one could enter.
因为大麻风有传染的。
Because leprosy is very contagious.
但是耶稣爱罪人。
But Jesus loved the world's sinners.
无论是哪一个人，神都爱他。
But he will go.
他进了大麻风的村子。
So he entered the city of lepers.
哦，有十个长大麻风的人。
There were 10 lepers.
哦，不要来接近我。
They say, "Don't come, don't come, don't."
来医治我们啊。
Why don't you come and heal us?
来接近我们啊。
Come and save us.
他们祷告。
They prayed.
他们呼求。
They petitioned.
他们向主求问。
They asked for grace from God.
耶稣有没有接近他们
？So did Jesus cleanse them of their leprosy?
一句话。
Just one word.
你们回去把你们的身体给祭司查看。
He says, why don't you go back and show yourselves to the priest?
请听哦。
Listen.
圣经说。
The Bible says.
他们去的时候已经什么？他们没有回应了。
The Bible says that as they were going towards the synagogue.
关牧师还在这里讲过这篇信息啊。
Another pastor has preached on this too.
他们就什么？接近了
As on their way to the priest.
九个人赶快啊接近了以后一看哎呀接近了以后啊经过大世界呢大祭司的检查他们就回家去了。
And so when they were examining the priest, nine of them then went home.
但是只有一个撒玛利亚人。
But only one Samaritan leper.
他觉得何等的不配。
He felt he was so unworthy.
我是一个撒玛利亚人。
I am a Samaritan.
我是一个外邦人。
I am a Gentile.
我不配主的恩典。
I am not worthy.
竟然主接近了我。
Since the Lord has cleansed me.
哦，他何等的兴奋。
He was so joyful.
He is so excited.
So he is so excited.
所以他马上就回到耶稣那里。
So he immediately went to Jesus Christ.
向耶稣感恩。
And he thanked him.
谢谢他。
To thank Jesus.
耶稣说了。请听啊，耶稣说了。
Jesus said.
那接近的不是有十个人吗
？Did I not cleanse 10 people?
那九个人在哪里
？Where are the other nine？
就一个人回来感恩。
Only one returned。
这个九个人可能在我们圣道堂了。
Perhaps the nine are here at ECBC。
你今天蒙受主多大的恩典
！And you have so many blessings from God。
主给你有健康。
God, He has blessed you with good health.
主给你美好的家庭。
Give you a good family.
主给你有工作。
Bless you with a good work.
主给你蒙恩得救。
And has blessed you with salvation.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天多少的人是感恩呢
？And how many people are thankful?
有一个人说得很好。
Somebody said it very well.
就说这个鸟都会感恩的。
Even the bird knows how to be thankful.
你说鸟怎么会感恩呢
？Then you ask how.
你看看啊。
Yeah, just listen.
当这个鸟或者这个鸡，它喝了一点水的时候，它就，看见没有啊？
So,
干什么？
So the bird, when he's taking a drink of water, he will lift his head towards heaven.
哦，你说这个鸟就是抬起头来要就把水流进去？不是啊。
You may think that he is raising his head in order to swallow. That's not it.
但是他喝了水以后，赶快抬起头来，谢谢你。
And so he would take a drink of water and raise his head to thank God.
弟兄姐妹，你我呢
？What are you and me？
我们蒙受主的恩典。
We have received so much blessing and grace. We have so much marvelous grace. We've asked for grace.
我们祷告主。
We've prayed for so many things.
主听我们的祷告。
And the Lord has answered our prayer.
我们就把主的恩典忘了一干二净。
And then we forget.
对不对
？Isn't it true？
有一个大优势啊。
There's one particular song. And there's this one particular song that says this.
他说,有人有饭不能吃,
some people have rice but could not eat.
山珍海味的饭不能吃,
they have the best, most delicious food and cannot eat.
有人能吃没有饭,
some people have the appetite but they don't have food.
他说,我既能吃也有饭,
since I can eat and I have the food, I want to thank God for his blessing.
Oh, 弟兄姐妹们啊,
dear brothers and sisters,
you could 看见很多的基督徒, 当他们无论在家里在外面吃饭的时候, 他总要感恩,
you'll notice that many, many believers will pray before a meal.
我看见这一桌, 那一桌, 有人在那里感恩, 我心里实在是感恩。
When I see people bowing their heads in saying
我们要知,
grace, I am moved.
我们要知道一桌一饭,
because we know everything comes from him.
要不要感恩?
So you should be, you be thankful. Should you be thankful?
你讲的哦,
so you said it.
你数算神的恩典哦,
you count the blessings. Point two.
当门徒们在那里捡领受的时候，就放在篮子里，一篮、两篮、三篮、四篮，在那里数了三篮，哇，真是多啊！我告诉你，数上这两点。So
as the disciples were collecting the leftovers, they were also counting one basket, two baskets.
第二点。
Second point is,
主耶稣就让门徒们学习。
The disciples need to learn this.
五饼两条鱼,
five loaves of bread, two fish.
虽然算不得什么,
although it's nothing.
最多是一个小孩子能吃饱,
at most, it'll be enough for a child.
但是放在主的手中,
but in the hands of Jesus Christ,
圣经说, 可以使
the Bible says that he was able to feed more than 5,000 people, everybody according to their own needs, with 12 baskets left over.
第二点,
the second point is,
让门徒们要经历主什么吃人以外的大能。
And the second point is that Jesus wanted the disciples to appreciate his transformational, almighty power.
这怎么可能呢?
How could that be?
这个简直是我在做梦啊。
It is almost like a wild dream.
这个五饼两条鱼怎么吃那么多能吃饱啊?
With five loaves of bread, two fish, you can feed 5,000 people with 12 left over.
耶稣到底是谁啊?
So who is Jesus?
我们今天坐在上上下下坐着的弟兄姐妹, 你能不能告诉我耶稣是谁啊?
For all of you seated here, can you tell me who is Jesus?
他这么奇妙,
how can he be so marvelous?
圣经告诉我是在约翰福音第一章第一节第二节，我圣经里没有，这个PowerPoint打不出来。
Okay, in John chapter 1, in John chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3.
有圣经的，请你打开来给我看。
So if you have the Bible with you, please turn it.
第一章第一节到第二节。
So in John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
圣经怎么说?
What does it say?
太初有道,
in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
这道就是神,
and the Word was God.
这道太初与神同在, 万物是借着他造的, 凡被造的, 没有一样不是被他, 不借着他造的。
The Word was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made.
耶稣是谁?
And who is Jesus? Who is Jesus?
Who is Jesus?
Who is Jesus?
耶稣是道成肉身的上帝。
He is Word made into flesh,
2000年,
God.
2000年以前耶稣基督从天降下。
So 2,000 years ago, he came down from heaven.
他成为人的样子。
And he took on the human form.
降生在马槽里头。
And was born in a manger.
这就是为了什么? 为了这个缘故, 全世界上的人都在那庆祝耶稣降生。
And for this reason, the whole world celebrates his birth.
无论是犹太人,
whether it's Jews,
中国人,
or Chinese,
美国人,
or Americans,
韩国人,
or Koreans,
日本人,
or Japanese, everybody celebrates the birth
耶稣是谁?
Of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus?
耶稣是道成肉身的什么?
He is Word made into flesh.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们,
so dear friends,
记得一件事情,
remember one thing.
我们所信的这位耶稣不是死的耶稣。
We believe in a Jesus that is not dead.
如果我们所信的耶稣是死了, 他不是从死里复活, 我们信他干什么?
And if you do not, if we believe in a Jesus that's dead, then what's the point?
我们读神经病吗？
Are we all crazy?
我们这里很多不是学不拿了不是学位的人。
We have many people with a doctorate.
我们很多人有医生，很多医生。
And there are many medical doctors.
有律师。
Lawyers.
难道他们神经病吗？
Are they all perhaps crazy?
我告诉你啊。
Let me tell you.
耶稣基督不仅是死了。
Not only has Jesus died.
按照他自己所讲的。
But according to what he said.
但我死了以后。
He says after I die.I will resurrect from the dead the third day.
Oh, 亲爱的朋友们
dear friends,
我们所信的耶稣基督是一个活的神
we believe in a living Jesus Christ.
他不仅是复活了
not only is he alive,
他向十几个人在十天的时间十几次在向他们显现
for a period of 40 days, he showed himself more than 10 times to various
然后他升天去了
and then he ascended to heaven.
然后这个天使就说他怎么上去他还要这样下来
And the angels proclaim as he has ascended to heaven he will come down in the same way
耶稣说我就差你们同在直到世界的末了
And he says that I will be with you till the end of the world
神就在我们中间
And we, he is here with us
我们奉耶稣 奉神的名我们奉耶稣的名在这聚会的时候耶稣就在我们中间
And when we worship him and proclaim his name he is with us
他是能够行奇事
He is a God that will do marvelous things.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听，更好地认识主耶稣。并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。